Everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and the fuel crisis is, well, being fueled further by exacerbation by the globalists that we've been talking about for quite some time here. Of course, there are people that benefit from the destruction of the energy grid and the supply chain, but it ain't us. This out of Reuters, it says, China's diesel exports recover, but not enough to reverse global shortage. Well, of course, there are sanctions across the board in the center of a period of time where we have very low amounts of diesel, for example, in the United States or in Europe. And what we're seeing happen in Europe months ago is now happening in the United States, and we can expect it to be driven to the point of no return, which we saw in Europe, even though people in Europe at the time said, oh, everything's good. It's all sunshine and daisies. They're just fear mongering. Well, now they're being told in places like Poland to burn their face masks from COVID to heat their home. Absolutely insane. And of course, there is less than what they're saying around now, 10 or so days of diesel fuel left in the United States, which of course will destroy the supply chain. This out of Reuters as well. It says U.S. rush for renewable diesel may ignite fresh food fight. Oh, well, certainly we will see the collapse of a supply chain if they're going to continue to step on the very fuels for life and the things that people depend on. And of course, they've been made to be dependent on that. And then try and replace it with wind farms. It's so absurd. And that's what they're doing in the UK right now, by the way. Rishi Sunak immediately overturned the push to actually bring back fracking in order to push for wind farms overseas. And Biden is doing the same thing. Like, oh, in the face of this diesel shortage, we need more windmills. Oh, that's great. That'll solve the problem right now. No, of course it won't. They don't want it to solve the problem right now. This out of the Economic Times, it says diesel tankers are about to get biggest demand surge since 1993. Well, of course, because if there is a shortage of diesel, then there will be a higher demand, which means there's scarcity on demand, which means the price will skyrocket at the same time as food will skyrocket if it even gets to the shelves. This is a major emergency, and they're talking a historic one in the playbook. Remember, the UN food chief recently said he expects starvation in the next year. The Belgian prime minister said 5 to 10 years of rationing is ahead of us. We're going to go into this and much more today as we find more and more stories add to this crisis. And of course, the so-called solutions they're giving. Well, we've talked about it in a previous video. Social credit system. Oh, isn't that convenient? They already have it at the ready and they're integrating it into banking apps. They force us into desperation and then bring in their solution, which means selling our soul. Again, we're going to get into this and much more today. But before we do, check the links in the description. Check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, books on how to get started, and use code WAM, W-A-M, and get free shipping on many of these products. Of course, we have all sorts of long-term storable foods that, again, are non-GMO. And it's the time to shine, my friends. This is so important. As your currency becomes more and more valueless, these foods will become more and more valuable. And people say, well, oh, 104 servings of food for $182. That sounds like a lot if you buy it at once. But imagine how much more money you'd be spending on 104 servings of food over that period of time, or 72 servings for $184. And I urge people to take a step up and get a 3-month combo kit. Oh, $2,375, again, is going to be way worth more than the currency you're spending on it in a period of time. It's better to be overly prepared than underprepared. This is how we win the war for humanity. Again, use code WAM, W-A-M, and get free shipping on many of these products. There's new varieties available for a limited time only. And we also have whamsurvival.com for long-term storable foods. You save a bunch of money if you go through us at that link as well. And of course, those deals are expiring soon. And then, of course, check out Lion Energy and never run out of power. They've got huge deals for the holidays over here as well. And you can get lithium batteries, solar generators, power banks, solar panels. Again, use our link and you save a bunch of money. You get free shipping and you get 100% money back guarantee. This isn't something to do with like some climate change nonsense. No, this is about actually being individually sustainable so that when the government controlled power grid is shut down by the script, of course, you aren't going to be dependent on the state for carbon credits, attach your cashless society, cashless currency, and forced into ration lines. This is all snowballing and being exacerbated on purpose. So check that link in the description. And then finally, check out the late great Dr. Zelenko's vitamins and supplements, Z-Stack, Z-Stack Kids, Z-Detox, and Z-Flu. Save a bunch of money if you go through our link and get free shipping. And these have high levels of vitamins in them compared to anything you're going to get in stores. The late great Dr. Vladimir Zev Zelenko's is the last thing he did before he passed away, unfortunately, earlier this year as he fought against the vaccines and all the insanity that came with that. Anyway, check those links in the description and get prepared now. Stop waiting until the shelves are empty and you end up in a panic. Anyway, so as I said earlier, this out of Reuters, China's diesel exports recover, but not enough to reverse global shortage. Of course not. They don't want that. They want the push for the BRICS world reserve currency tied to a carbon credit system. And we'll go into that more later on in the video, as I mentioned. And then this column out of Reuters says U.S. rush for renewable diesel may ignite fresh food fight. Well, we are seeing the collapse of the supply chain. And it's all by design, as the Netherlands, straight from Bilderberg and the World Economic Forum, call for an end to 30% of farms in the second top agricultural exporter in the world. As we see Canada and Ireland try to follow suit, as we see gig trucker laws in California that stop trucks from hitting the highway, 70,000 of them, as we see rail strikes throughout the world, including in the U.S. during harvest season, as we're seeing fertilizer policies come in that destroy the ability for farmers to actually make any money in the face of inflation on top of that. And then as we see sanctions and false flag attacks on pipelines across the board, and Joe Biden recently said no more oil drilling and we need to stop all coal. Great, that helps in the middle of an energy crisis. But of course, they want a crisis because they'll never let a good crisis go to waste. They will get order out of chaos on this one, and they'll bring us into the technocratic world order, the Great Reset, they've been wanting to do for so long. Meanwhile, this out of 22 News, WWLP.com, it says, talk of diesel shortage that is affecting local truckers. Truckers are having a hard time not only making money off of shipping, but also finding pumps. There are countless pumps that are already out of diesel across the United States, and it is leading to an existential crisis that people are just not taking seriously enough yet. Meanwhile, we have this, and it's starting to show its ugly face. This is out of eater.com. It's a food site. It says, your holiday dinner is in trouble. Turkey, crab, and even butter are facing shortages as price hikes. Yes, indeed. We are watching one of the most historic collapses of the supply chain ever in history. That was just a litmus test in early 2020 when they ran out of flour, pasta, soap, and of course, toilet paper in your local stores. It's all a litmus test. And we found out later that they had a lot of the supply. They're just hoarding it. And then they're doing recalls and then hoarding the food, even though, like, because the recalls were regarding people getting sick from chicken, but no one was actually recorded as getting sick from this chicken. So again, this is how they do it. The elites are stocking up and hoping that you beg on your knees for help from the state that caused the problem in the first place. Meanwhile, we have this out of Reuters. It says S&P Global to launch carbon intensity assessment for diesel, gasoline, and jet fuel. Great. Let's find more ways to destroy the economy, destroy the energy grid, and destroy the supply chain. Again, they want to force us out of desperation into their Great Reset, and they already have the plans laid out. As I mentioned previously, this is out of the expose. UK Gov Nudge Unit is working with banks to implement social credit system disguised as carbon guilt trip tracker. So basically, and I went into it before, they're adding these to countless major bank apps showing how much carbon you're using and giving you deals if you have a low carbon footprint. Remember, we're carbon-based life forms. This is a war on humanity, after all. And they want to punish you if you use too much carbon, and it tracks everything in your bank account that you are buying and getting. And this soon will move into the era of smart meters, which already exist in a lot of places, obviously, but smart meters telling the government how much electricity, gas, and water you use on a daily basis to determine what your carbon credit score is, tied to the new world reserve currency, the cashless society tied to BRICS, the Chinese government tied with Russia, India, Brazil, South Africa, Turkey, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, which has recently said that they want to move away from the US dollar, which is absolutely the death of the dollar. And that was all by design because the US propped up China and Russia and all these countries in the first place. They want to collapse their own empire, and then they want order out of chaos. And then you'll have this carbon credit attached to your bank account. And that smart meter will tell them everything, and it'll determine your carbon credit score, and it'll determine how much food rations you are allowed. And of course, you'll be in some Bill Gates line getting mRNA-infused foods. You don't want this for you. You don't want this for your family. This was all part of the plan. They couldn't win with the climate change hoax nonsense. So what do they do? Well, they make everything expensive, make everything impossible, and then bring in convenience under the guise of, well, tyranny under the guise of convenience. So, they've been doing this for a while, and they're utilizing the same psychological programming that we saw with the COVID nonsense, which was that, in fact, actually, I should bring it up here, and I'll bring it back up on the screen here, because I think it's an important part of this story and an important part of the point I'm trying to make right now. Is if you go over to this expose article, this woman, Professor Susan Michie, was one of the main people working on psychological warfare to program people to bow down to COVID restrictions earlier on. And now she's working on this banking app carbon credit system. And this, they're literally showing their hands, my friends. It's right in front of our faces. There's no ignoring it. And then they'll utilize that psychological warfare in the same way they did with COVID. Oh, you're killing grandma? No, in this case, it'll be, oh, you are making it so your neighbor can't afford energy and their family will starve and won't be able to get food. That's what they're going to do. They'll team your neighbors up against you, because most people are idiots, unfortunately. They don't know what they do. I don't really hold that much blame against them. I just know that they're idiots. But nonetheless, that is the plan. So instead of blaming the government, they'll blame you, just like Joe Biden was blaming gas stations for high gas prices. It's amazing. Or blaming corporations, laying off employees for inflation. Okay, well, first of all, they have to lay off employees because of inflation, because they can't afford to stock up as much on things, and then they have to raise the prices on everything unless people buy it, and that exacerbates the issue, which leads to them having to lay off employees, which means less people can go and spend money into the market, which means it just keeps snowballing in a circle forever. This is all part of the Great Reset plan. You will own nothing and you'll be happy. Inflation skyrockets. There's no sustainability on farms anymore because they can't actually afford to make money off of growing the food. Same with the truckers going under as well. They can't afford the shipments anymore. And big cities are dependent on farms. So there was never an overpopulation problem. There was an under-sustainability problem. And they're purposely causing that unsustainability problem. And we have The Guardian recently saying, which is funded by Bill Gates, by the way, that we need to get rid of free-range farms to stop pollution and move people into urban sprawls and big cities to stop pollution. Do you see what they're doing? And then they crash the real estate market. And instead of banks repossessing the homes, the government buys up all these homes in collateralized loan obligations, essentially rated AAA by the top two homes in a group of 100, which are mostly delinquent and bad homes. And then they manipulate the market this way. They give everyone free homes, and the price is that they have to have a smart meter and they have to be watched. It's a smart home, and they're called smart because it's gathering intelligence. This was always the purpose of this tyranny, and we need to understand that, or we will face the consequences of our inaction. Humanity is based in freedom, individualism, self-sustainability, empathy, and they all come together under one roof. It's just called freedom. It's synonymous with humanity. And the biggest thing they want is to demoralize and destroy humanity, from drag queens in front of children and trans kids to destruction of our food supply and poisoning us with whatever food remains, spraying the skies, injecting us with gene editing technology, pushing us into debt servitude to a giant fiat currency system, and then forcing us into a basket of currency cashless society system like BRICS, while destroying their own empire, demoralizing people about their leaders, which you shouldn't respect your leaders, but you should, when you see a whole society immediately lose respect for their leaders and they're demoralized as so, then you get civil war, civil discourse, and you end up with the collapse of a civilization, as we saw in ancient Rome as well. And I did a documentary back in 2019 called The Fall of Empires, where I went into this and how they can do this. So you have inflation, which they have been manipulating us for years with, making us more and more poor without us realizing it. because we think we're making more and more money, but we're buying less and less with it. No matter how high the number is, where the purchasing power is lower. And then they knew eventually it would collapse. So they imploded, controlled demolition it like Building 7, as so we can get some, they can get whatever chaos and order they can get out of it, and force us into a new great reset system, a technocratic system, a cashless society tied to the entity that they helped prop up in the first place. Henry Kissinger met with Mao Zedong in the early 1970s to create an alliance with China for trade, propping them up as a world monopoly in the face of their starvation event, which hurt the U.S. a lot, by the way. And then they created the Trilateral Commission under Zbigniew Brzezinski under the Carter administration, in order to create a technocratic superstate. It's in their own words. And it's an economic order, which they're utilizing China as a guinea pig state for. And then they bring in social credit. Now they have zero COVID policy. And we're seeing all these banks worldwide sacrifice their clients' investments in order to jump into the climate change stuff. And then at the same time, integrate this carbon credit system, because they know they're safe because they're actually a wing of the government. In fact, they are. Even though the Federal Reserve is private, they're regulated via legal tender laws. And the banks are printing all this currency. Their cash to deposit ratio is below 1% in most cases, which means they only have less than 1% of deposits covered in cash, and much like the reserves of the state itself. And then they're printing all this money, and then they're passing the debt down to you. And then while you're struggling, they hit you in the food supply. They hit you in the energy grid. They force you into dependency. You beg the government for more help for the problems they created in the first place. And they come in, of course, with their solution: technocracy, transhumanism, Satanism, essentially. It's a Tower of Babel. Destroy humanity at all costs. And of course, that's what Agenda 2030 was about. And that's what the Great Reset or Fourth Industrial Revolution is about. In fact, Yuval Noah Harari, the right-hand man of Klaus Schwab, has openly said himself he wants a bunch of robotic people that are tied to the grid and have no individual freedom to be placated and distracted and stupefied with drugs that they give them, and of course, video games. So there comes Meta. There comes that whole metaverse, technocracy agenda, which is failing a lot right now. But we're seeing the real world problems affect us anyway, with inflation and the food supply chain and the diesel crisis, which will totally exacerbate this supply chain crisis. So again, this is an emergency, my friends. This is beyond an emergency. This is a war for humanity. And the way we win this war for humanity, you might think it's with guns. Well, it's great to have guns for defense, but look, that's not how they win, or that's not how we win. They win as long as we are dependent. Get your money out of the banking system. Get into privacy coins. Get into gold and silver. This isn't investment advice, just my opinion. And of course, get storable food, get seeds, get tower gardens, get off-grid electricity, get all these things before it's too late. And look, I'm just trying to mobilize people. If I could get a few people to go out and actually do this, I know I've saved a few lives. And that means the world to me, because that is how we get people like us on the battlefield later on. By battlefield, I mean the sustainability, individualistic humanity revolution versus the Great Reset, the evil satanic agenda to destroy humanity. The only way we win is by being independent. So people say, oh, it's like the shopping channel. No, I want people to survive. Just like I did January 22nd, 2020, when I said, like 2 days before the Chinese lockdowns even happened, when I said they're going to come in with lockdowns, vaccine passports, all this stuff. It's a eugenics operation. It's a move into a new, like, technocratic world order. People said I was crazy. You could find my video still up from January 22nd, 2020 over on Library/Odyssey. And people said I was crazy, even the conspiracy theorists. And now, in July of 2020, I said, we're going into climate lockdowns next. The World Economic Forum says himself that, and they're bragging on their website about how people, fell for the lockdowns and fell into compliance because we told them to lock down, wear a mask, and get vaccinated. So surely they will listen to us when we tell them to submit to the climate lockdowns. They're openly playing their hand. The Netherlands is already bringing forward carbon credits. We have social credit in cities like Rome and Bologna in Italy. My goodness, where are people when it's most important? People always wait until it's too late, until the shelves are empty, and then they end up in a line for Bill Gates, cancer mRNA-infused foods, which he himself is funding at the University of California and the University of Mexico City. And they're also doing it with meat, like cows, mRNA injections in Washington State. This is where they're bringing us. We cannot allow it to happen for us in our own life. It starts with us. We win this battle by being prepared. So again, you don't have to do anything and go to someone else to get storable foods. I don't care. I like to see people survive this and win this war. This is our biggest weapon, is independence. So check those links below. We have heavensharvest.com. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on much of those products. Non-GMO storable foods. We have heirloom seeds. We got water filtration and storage. We have books on how to get started. You actually save money by getting this stuff versus inflation. So even if the whole thing didn't collapse down, you could still save a ton of money versus inflation by having like hundreds of days of food. You're going to pay a few hundred to a few thousand for like months and months and months of food versus inflation. You are saving money. So no matter what, you win on this one. It's better to be overly prepared than underprepared. So again, I know a lot of you are already doing this. I'm not talking down to anyone. I want people to know that. I just feel like this is a desperate situation when we're literally seeing up to 10, maybe at the most 15 days of diesel fuel left in the United States. That's a really serious issue. And no one's really freaking taking it seriously. Like, you don't see anyone talking about it on the news. It's one of the most important things. That's why I've been just drilling this stuff out lately and talking about it so much. I know it's annoying people, but I don't care if people are annoyed about it. I think it's one of the most important things we could do. And hey, it could all go by and it could be fine. Could be. The water crisis ended up being fine earlier this last year. The milk crisis, well, it's up and down. But it's about the long term. Zoom out. There's no one out there that could possibly say there's no crisis approaching right now, because we all feel it. Everyone knows it. Even the zombies know it. They just don't know what it is. I'm trying to explain what it is, right? And so, you know, when we see this coming, there's no way this isn't done on purpose. No, governments are stupid, but not that stupid. It's all part of the control collapse of an empire. And it's a prophecy, essentially, that the governments have been planning for over a century. The Tavistock Institute has done psychological warfare on people to manipulate people's minds to find out how they react to certain things. And one of those things was a food crisis. We know that grocery stores run out of food within 1 or 2 days if there's a food crisis. In fact, most of the time it runs out in half a day. So that's not a situation you want to be in, punching people in the face for a loaf of bread, which will go bad shortly after, unfortunately. And then your power goes out and you can't freeze things. My goodness, seriously. That's why I say again, check those links in the description. We have heavensharvest.com. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you save, you get free shipping in the United States on most of those things. And even if you're not in the US, still use code WAM because it helps keep us alive and you alive at the same time. I barely make any money off this at this point because I people have already gotten their stuff, but I'm still trying to last second get people out to do something about this. So that's why, you know, I could be using other affiliates where I'd make a lot more money, but I don't, because I care about individuals. I want to, if I could die tomorrow knowing I saved some people's lives, that is worth the world to me. So again, check those links below. Heavensharvest.com, long-term storable foods that are non-GMO, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. We also have whamsurvival.com for long-term storable foods. You save a bunch of money if you go through us. Those deals are finished right away. We have a tower garden project. If you use our link, you save a bunch of money if you go through us and you get amazing supplies there. You have tower gardens that are up to 50 plants that they can hold. And you have grow lights and all sorts of stuff so that you can, even if you're in a big city, grow in your home. Very important stuff. Only one person has ever bought from that affiliate again. If I was trying to make a bunch of money off of that, I would have stopped a while ago because I'm making absolutely nothing off of this affiliate. I just care about people actually surviving at the end of the day. That's worth the world to me. So we have that. We have Lion Energy, again, like I mentioned at the beginning of the video, in the face of the control collapse of the energy grid, and they want this bad. And of course, most people are dependent on the government grid, government regulated grid. Imagine what they can do with that power, with that ownership over you and all the things that you depend on. So we have Lion Energy. If you go through our link, you save a bunch of money and you get free shipping on a bunch of that stuff. And 100% money back guarantee. There's lithium batteries, there's solar generators, there's solar panels, there's chargers, all sorts of stuff on there. Very, very important and can help keep you warm in the winter and cool in the summer in the face of all of this as Europe absolutely implodes. And then they go, what happened? Well, we tried to warn you and then it happened. And now, and it, not in all of Europe, it's just beginning in much of Europe, but a lot of Europe is already dealing with outages constantly, and they're wargaming the outages in UK, and they've already put £150 billion under trust into these energy bills because businesses were closing across the board again, causing a domino effect, and it just leads to more inflation on top of that, so the price of living just goes up. It's just insanity. So anyway, we have those links in the description. And finally, I'm just going to end this by saying, hey, I'm going to be at the Red Pill Expo November 12th and 13th. There's a breakout session on the 14th in Salt Lake City, Utah, coming up right away, hosted by G. Edward Griffin. People like Dr. David Martin are speaking there. David Morgan is also speaking there. Alex Newman, many amazing speakers. Hope to see you there. If you use code WAM, W-A-M, you save 10% on your tickets. I get into Salt Lake City in the evening of the 10th, and I hope to see you in the city. And of course, I have the Mariposa Freedom Festival coming up shortly in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. You could use code WAM at the link below to save money on your tickets, and I hope to see you there. I'll be speaking there. And of course, it's created by some of the people that run Anarchapulco, by the way. And we have a bunch of other affiliates. You know, you can check out the Bitly link in the description to check out Tim Pichot, the Liberty Advisor, certified financial planner. You can get a free initial consultation with him, a free portfolio review with him in the face of the control collapse of the banking system and in the coming Great Reset. He's totally red pilled. He's totally awake about all this stuff. And he's probably one of the only certified financial planners that is. If you're worried about your savings and your retirement, you should be. Check that link in the description. Get that free initial consultation. And of course, we have the late great Dr. Zelenko's vitamins and supplements. Use our link in the description and save a bunch of money on them and get free shipping. Z-Stack for kids, Z-Detox, and Z-Flu. Of course, high levels of vitamins in these that you won't find in stores. And we also have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online. Made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. I'm going to close it off with that. I appreciate everyone watching. Thanks to those who help support us. We are viewer funded. So you can check out the gogetfunding.com campaign, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin address. We have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please. That includes Monero, the privacy coin, which is very important in the face of technocracy. And of course, we have, in that Cointree link, Litecoin, Litecash. We have Ethereum. We have a whole bunch of different things. And of course, we have an Epic Fund Me campaign where you can donate an Epic Cash, the privacy coin based on the Mimblewimble protocol. Very innovative stuff in the face of all the invasions of our privacy that we are watching encroach on us every single day. We have a Teespring store in the description where you can get merchandise, and we have Rockfin, World Alternative Media, where you can get exclusive content. I'm going to close it off there. We have a Telegram group, World Alternative Media. We're on Parler at Josh F. Sigurdsson, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon. Check those links in the description. Of course, we are on all the podcast things like Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe. Again, live by example, my friends. Live freely. We must defeat this Tower of Babel. We must win for humanity because at the end of the day, this is a war on humanity, a mass sacrifice, and we have a responsibility endowed upon us by God to get through this, and we will. Good overcomes evil eventually, but I hope most of you guys are out there are on the same page. Until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.